Environmentalists and solar advocates worry that Florida utilities are pushing regulators to roll back or get rid of the state's current rooftop solar policy. The utilities say the rules as they stand force regular customers to subsidize those who have rooftop solar. Speaking on behalf of some of the state's biggest investor-owned utilities, Terry Deason says $39 million in subsidies have already been paid out to rooftop solar customers since the current rule was adopted in 2008, and another $700 million is projected by 2025.
Customers who don't have rooftop solar are paying more than their fair share of the fixed costs required to provide service to customers.
But Alyssa Schaefer with the Watchdog Energy and Policy Institute says those numbers don't add up. Just 0.5% of the state's utility customers have rooftop solar, which comes out to about 60,000 Floridians.
The percentage of people that have solar on their business or on their home is so incredibly low. It's ridiculous to imply that this is causing a cost shift.
New research from Michigan Tech University suggests that homeowners with rooftop solar are actually subsidizing their neighbors who don't have it. Brendan Rivers, WJCT News, 89.9. I'm Brendan Rivers in Jacksonville.